AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Two more members of the Proud Boys have received lengthy prison sentences for their roles in the Capitol riot. Dominic Pozzola, who smashed in a window using a police officer's riot shield in the building's first breach, received 10 years. Ethan Nordine, who prosecutors described as the undisputed leader on the ground January 6, got 18, tying Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes for the longest sentence so far. In Georgia, Rudy Giuliani entered a not guilty plea today to charges that he, along with former President Trump and 17 others, tried to illegally overturn the state's 2020 election results. Economic news, the Labor Department reports employers added 187,000 jobs last month. Shelley Adler has a closer look.
While the August jobs number is solid, there's evidence of a slowdown as we hear from PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Fauché.
There were big downward revisions to job growth in both June and July. So in fact, June was the weakest month for job growth in more than 2 years.
Which is what the Federal Reserve is looking for.
I think that given the slowing in job growth that we've seen, in particular the downward revisions to employment in June and July, I think the Fed does not raise the Fed funds rate when they meet in a few weeks.
Something else the Fed likes, the unemployment rate rose to the highest level since February of last year at 3.8%. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Ohio, the family of Takiyah Young wants the police officer who fatally shot the pregnant black woman to be charged. This after police released body cam video of last week's incident. A report from the State Department's Inspector General says more than 840,000 Afghans who applied for a resettlement program for people who helped the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan are still in the country waiting. And if you're traveling this Labor Day weekend, you're one of many. Drew Smith was at LAX.
For Labor Day weekend, it hasn't really been that bad.
This is AP News. August was a down month for stocks, so how'd things go on the first day of September? Seth Sutel tells us in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street after a choppy day of trading. The market had been higher in the early going after a closely watched report signaled that the job market, while still healthy, was showing some signs of cooling. That helped build on hopes that the Federal Reserve might soon be able to ease up on its campaign to slow the economy by raising interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The index is coming off its first monthly loss since February. The Dow rose 115 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite ended little changed. Dell soared 21.2%. The computer maker reported much better results than the market was expecting and raised its forecast. Treasury yields rose slightly. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.18%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.